It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. As they say, better late than never. Sorry about the 17-minute delay. I apologize. My internet was just not acting correctly. It's very windy here on Long Island, and it was going in and out, but we are up and running, thank God. I was about to call it, but then my internet came up. So thank the gods that I have the most patient, kind, and understanding producer. That beautiful earth energy, I just love it. I love it behind everything that I do. It's always so welcoming. And thank you, Jay, for your patience and kindness always. Here I am coming to you with a show that is about allowing the discomfort of life to transform you. And, when in Rome, right? Because the universe always thinks it's so funny and cheeky to give me a lesson about what I'm about to teach seconds, minutes before I go on air, to check out the terrain and see if I'm walking the talk. So, and of course it occurred to me, moments into it that, well, here's the universe giving me a small little wink and saying, are you going to allow this discomfort to send you off the rails, get pissed off, go into sabotaging it worse, or are you going to allow this discomfort to transform you in this moment? And I took a deep breath and I said, I'm going to allow this to transform me. So, as small as that sounds, it counts, and it really is a huge lesson in transforming our discomfort, because it's really the small moments that little by little, day by day, get us to where we need to be in this life when we are transforming from discomfort. Because if we don't notice the small things that are trying to transform us, we wind up with the big things jumping up at us, right? We get hit with that spiritual 2x4 when the universe is trying to gently guide us into transformation. So that's just an example of how we get transformed. Sometimes it's just not great big huge. Sometimes it's just an annoying thing like your internet being out and, in my case, not being able to join you here via Skype, right? So, I could have gotten really ticked off and, turned the energy into chaos and probably would not have been online right now. Or I'd be in such a tizzy that I wouldn't want to be online, or I would have said the hell with it, but I allowed the energy to transform me in a way that just said, breathe, Christina, if it's meant to be, if you're meant to be on radio today, you're going to be on radio today. And if you're not meant to be on radio today, then you're just not meant to. And that's okay too, But let me jump over to the chat room and see what is going on with all you lovely people. So we're going to talk about, as I said, letting the discomfort of life transform us in a more positive way, and allowing for the transformation to take place instead of fighting it and prolonging it. But I'm also going to take your questions in the chat room. Try to keep them on topic, but if you have a question, obviously about something that is transform, moving in your life that needs attention, please, by all means, jump in and ask away. I'm here to answer your questions. I believe I have a couple of decks of cards sitting in front of me somewhere. I always do. They're all over the house. I think at last count, I'm up to 119 decks of cards. Don't judge me. I'm kidding. I can't stop buying them because the new ones come out and they're so beautiful. And I'm like, I have to have that. So, feel free to jump in and ask any questions that, things that are currently navigating in your life that you can use a little assistance on. I'll be happy to do that for you. So transforming through the discomfort It's something that we're all familiar with. It's familiar terrain for all of us. And sometimes we don't take notice to that because we get so wrapped up in it and the negative energy that comes along with being uncomfortable, that we don't take the time out to really look at it in a way that says, I can see what the universe is doing, and not looking at it as a punishment, but as a transformation, right? Because let's think about this. If we're trying to move, let's use money as an example, because it's something that we can all relate to. I bet 99% of us can relate to, is that transforming our money habits and transform trying to bring more money into our lives, or just getting congruent with our money, is something, that we all have in common, and it's a great example to use. So if you put, the cry out to the universe that this is something that you need to transform in your life, you're going to start to get uncomfortable because the universe is now artfully going to try to show you what needs to change. So a lot of people take this the wrong way. They say, oh, look at this. I'm doing all these manifesting things and I'm following all the tips and tricks that all these spiritual teachers are offering for money, and this bullshit never works for me, right? That I hear that all the time, and I think those words have left my mouth plenty of times. But really, it is working. You're just not taking notice to it, because the first steps in trying to transform anything is the universe is going to up front and center show you what needs to be cleaned up. It's not just going to show you the money, right? It's not just going to magically turn your life into, the perfect life. That's just not the way it works. I think the way that certain teachers explain it, it sounds so magical that it sounds far-fetched, or it sounds so magical that you jump on board, but then it doesn't happen, right? Because actually, when it does happen, it is kind of magical. It does feel magical, but there are some rules of engagement that we have to comply with. The universe is law, right? God is law. The universe is God, and God is law. There are laws that pertain to this universe, and transformation is going to be painful at first, because, well, it doesn't have to be painful. It is painful a lot of the times. A lot of the times it's uncomfortable is a better interpretation of it. And it does get painful if we, if at certain points, obviously, but if we're fighting it, that's why I thought this show was so perfect to do, because it doesn't have to be, because the universe does give us opportunities all the time to clean up messes, and subtly, right? So transforming is going to be about leaning in to discomfort. So I want to transform my money, but here's the discomfort of it, that I have zero knowledge on, how to be congruent with my money. I spend it like crazy. I'm not a good saver, or I'm disorganized with my bills, or whatever. I'm just throwing out some examples there, but by all means, put in your own issues that you have with it, right? But you might be the kind of person who is afraid of money, because of those things, or you might be the kind of person that doesn't feel like you deserve it, or I don't know, fill in the blank, how we figure out our money script, and what's running the show behind the scenes, is we just look at what's happening in our lives, and we look also, we take a peek back to what we learned growing up from the people that were caring for us. This is not to blame or to say, oh, it's mom's fault, it's dad's fault, it's grandma's fault, whatever. That's not what that's about, because that's a rather kindergarten view of shadow work, right? It's, they were perfect. Everybody was perfect in their part that they played, the role that they played in your life. Perfectly flawed, right? Because as humans, we are perfectly flawed. But I always tell people, get your, pick up your mat and keep walking. Blame is a useless tool. It's not a tool. It's useless. And it keeps you stuck, and it keeps you in a place where You're not taking responsibility. So you might have been given that template, but as adults, we're responsible for our own lives. We can't spend the rest of our lives blaming other people, right? And if you find yourself in conversation doing that a lot when it comes to money or when it comes to whatever, it doesn't make a difference. Put it in, in any category in your life. If you find yourself moving into a space where you are always blaming another party for circumstances in your life, I don't want you to beat yourself up over it, but I want you to take notice to it, because we are all in involved in things that are our choice, right? And listen, that gets a little sketchy because a lot of the time we're living via a script. So let me explain that. So while it might look on the outside to many people that it's a choice, sometimes we're so in it that it's just so natural to us that we don't even realize it's a choice. We actually have ourselves backed up against a wall, participating in some fucking nonsense that we actually think we have no choice in. But the realism of it is that we do. And when we start to figure out that no one's holding us hostage or putting a gun to our heads, that's when life starts to get real. But it's not like you just jump out of a situation the next day, 24 hours after hearing Christina LaFrance say this. That's not the way life works, and it's not realistic. But just understanding that, we're being drained by a situation or in a situation that we do really have choices once we unveil the illusion. So, meaning that once we realize that being stuck is an illusion and that we can unwind from it, that's when choices start to pop up for us and we realize that we can release ourselves from it. And I've seen human beings release themselves from situations that are unbelievably painful and difficult. I've seen and helped people transform out of situations that were just horrific, that they thought they would never come out from underneath. Horrific childhood abuse, insane, money issues to the point of, not even having anywhere to go or live. It's just the countless stories that I could tell on this subject would be unbelievable. But the thing is that once given the opportunity or the actual realization that we can transform and that it is possible, we as human beings have such fortitude and strength to survive on this earth plane that we can uncover so many beautiful things in our lives that we just kind of look at. Like I look at situations that I was in 10 years ago and never thought that I would walk away or be able to move my life in the way that I have. And I look back at it and I say, holy shit, it's possible. It's not, sometimes these things happen overnight. It's a rarity. I'm just going to sip some water, guys. But mostly it is a slow moving energy. And it's a slow moving energy for a reason, right? But it's just, it starts with the realization of, wow, I've been trapped in the dream. I've been trapped in this way of thinking. And I've been trapped in thinking that this could never transform, but it actually can, And it starts with just one small step. It starts with leaning into the discomfort and not fighting it. Because people think that manifesting has to do with, oh, I've got to stay positive all the time. It's bullshit. I got, oh, let me, it's a good thing to stay on the positive side, but when the brain keeps reiterating some really dark stuff or some really uncomfortable stuff, pay attention to the brain. Okay. It's bringing messages from the universe. Your brain is a tool to bring up the language that the soul is trying to get to you. The brain is the tool, from the soul, from the pain body. The pain body is a culmination of pain that has been stored in the body from experiences that we have tucked away because we cannot look at. So if you have some kind of pain from the past, let's say that you're trying to navigate in you know, moving into a more prosperous life or better relationships with people or family members, whatever, it doesn't really make a difference. And all of a sudden your pain body is up to play and you're like, shit, I thought, you know, like I thought I tucked that away neatly enough in that dark basement. I thought I tucked it away so deeply that, you know, I could just keep moving. But when it's speaking to you and the brain is thinking about it, or there's dreams that are occurring and you're being triggered by the outside world or circumstances, this is not because you're horrible at this. This is because the pain body is using the mind to give you the information. You know, I joke around and say the mind's an asshole. I always joke around and say that, but I shouldn't, because I don't want to give you guys the wrong idea, because the mind really is an incredible tool. Obviously, I wouldn't be able to be speaking right now without the assistance of my mind. I wouldn't be able to be doing what I'm doing, right? None of us would. So the mind is obviously a beautiful tool. Can it torture us at times? Obviously it can, but you know, we have to discern. You know, if the thoughts keep coming up, address them, lean into the discomfort. Okay. The reason why we're chasing our tails in manifestation a lot of the times is because we're refusing to lean into the discomfort. You know, we're refusing to look at what lies beneath, and what lies beneath is a wealth of information that's going to move us to the next level in our lives and to help us move into the place that we want to get to. All right, let me jump in. Let me jump in the chat and see if I could check you guys out and see what's going on here. Come on. Oh, here we go. Hey, Maureen, how are you? Good morning, John. Good morning, Renee. Good morning, Karen. Wonderful to see you. Pamela Quelly. It's almost our birthday. Our birthday's Thursday, right, Quelly? Oh my God, it's going too fast. Oh gosh, yeah. Okay, so leaning into the discomfort. Guys, I don't see any questions yet, but you know, it doesn't mean there aren't any. Jay, if you see any questions, let me know. Maybe you can copy and paste them to my messenger. Oh wait, I do see something here. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Rachel. I'm reading your question, sweetheart. Empty nest. Yeah. I think that that's a difficult one for a lot of us. I'm going to throw some cards for you. But I do know that for you, the empty nest is, hang on, is really trying to get you to realize that you've spent a lot of time in your life just really super concentrated on other people. And it's really time to pay attention to other things that need you to be paying attention to it, you know? So it's like, a lot of cards are flying out of the deck. Yeah. It's really about you moving on this next leg of your journey to really self-discovery and, you know, what it is that makes you happy at this point of your life. I know that it's, yeah, I know that's hard, honey, but lean into it, lean into the discomfort, ask the universe to, say this, I'm teachable at this moment, universe, I'm teachable. Show me in the areas that I need to, lean into. Just be with the discomfort. Don't try to cover it up. Don't try to distract yourself. Just lean into it. I would recommend, if you don't already have a meditation practice, get into yoga, get into the body. I feel like you really need to get into your body, Rachel, okay? And yeah, that's what I have to say on that. I hope that that helped. All right, I'm going to jump into my messenger because Jay is messaging me some questions here. Let's see. Let's see. Okay, Joni, let's throw you a card and see what's going on. You're on a new career path. Let's see. Okay. Transforming to a new career or work path. Okay. Joni, the strength card. All right. So we're building inner strength here and fortitude. And that's a beautiful message for you. You know, to just lean in, because nothing that's transformative or anything worthwhile in this life is going to just be simple, right? I mean, obviously there's some things that are, you know, lovely in this life, right? That just are simple and easy. And God, those moments are so beautiful, right? But the ones that require us to have strength are equally as beautiful. And I want everybody to start to understand that about life, even though it can feel like punishment. It is not punishment. It is not. That is the old 3D paradigm way of thinking of things. And we have to get that out of our repertoires in life. We really do have to lean more into a soul view of transformation and how beautiful it is and how brave you are to be on this journey of self-discovery at this time on this earth plane, because it's not an easy time for any of us. But we have these magnificent souls that are just all-knowing and full of strength. And Joni, you're going to, you know, tap into that because you're doing a beautiful job. You're building fortitude and inner strength, and I love it for you. Everything looks good for you, sweetheart. Just keep going and lean into the discomfort, and just know that the universe is has your back always. I always go to my affirmation from the lovely Louise Hay. All is well. I am safe. And even though it sounds so simple, it is such a beautifully transformative thing to say. And if you have to say it during those moments of fear or just being uncomfortable because you're navigating through something that is new terrain, just remind yourself that all is well and I am safe. And there have been days where I have had to say it hundreds of times to bring my body back into alignment. But there is such a beautiful peace, even in chaos and turmoil in my life, that those beautiful words have brought me such peace and realigned me to see a different way. So all is well, I am safe. And Joni, everything looks amazing. Just lean into it. All right, let's see. Let me go back to Messenger and see if I could grab another question before we keep talking. All right, let's see. Okay, I'm looking at Karen's question right now. Okay, Karen, let me throw a card for you, sweetheart. And I'm sorry for what you're going through. Been there, done that. I've been to that horrible rodeo myself, my friend. Hang on. Yeah. Hang on. Yeah. Yeah, you've got some beautiful cards here that your world's getting rocked, and listen, betrayal is gotta ultimately be the biggest burn that any of us can experience, having this human experience in this life. And you're going to go through multitudes of different levels of experiencing this. So I'm not going to try to take you from 0 to 60 of any bullshit of forgiveness or anything like that, because you wouldn't hear me anyway. And you shouldn't hear me at that level right now. You're in a perfect position right now. And even though I read over the your question quickly, because, you know, it's difficult to pay attention to a long question during, and I know it's hard to make that short, so, you know, that's okay. during live radio. But from what I could see, a friend is going through a similar thing, which I hate that for her. I hate it for the both of you, but I love it at the same time because the universe is giving you somebody who can be there to so you can understand each other and have a sounding board. So right now, what this is about is, you know, you're going through, you know, you got the devil next to the next to the death card, which is, you know, there's this massive transformation going on for you right now. And as painful and as shocking and as hurtful as this transformation is for you, it's going to be okay. And I know that, you know, that's a cliche thing to say, but it is. It's going to transform you in a way that is quite beautiful. And lean in, just lean into the discomfort. Lean in, because it is here to bring you to a place that you in your wildest dreams couldn't even imagine you'd get to. Don't fight it. Saying don't fight it. Let me pull that back in. If you have to fight it a little bit, obviously you're going to. You can't stop yourself at this moment because, you know, sometimes things are new. But ultimately get to a place where you allow it to do what it needs to do. You know, just lean into it. I would definitely give the same advice that I gave the last reading, was to get in your body, honey. You need to get in your body because this betrayal is going to dredge up so much crap from the past that is laying dormant that you're really going to need to get in your body and make friends with your body, whether that's via yoga, some nice gentle yoga, though, some transformative gentle yoga. Also, you know, depending on what your personality is, I know running really helped me. If that's not something that's in your wheelhouse, you know, maybe some nice walking would be good. But I would suggest to get in the body. And of course, if you do not have a practice of meditation, let's add that into the mix and take it very slow. Don't, you know, beat yourself up and, you know, force yourself into doing any of these things, you know, nice and slow. If it's 5 minutes of walking, whatever it is, if you already have those practices, you know, make sure that you're definitely getting yourself out there and, you know, participating in those practices. But you look really good in future cards, and you're in the transformation of your life, you know. Yeah, you're in the transformation of your life. Okay, let's see. I'm still, I hate that I'm not getting your questions on here. I don't like that, but it is what it is. I have this amazing producer who keeps feeding me the questions anyway. Okay. hang on, guys. I'm reading. Okay. Yeah, Karen, my heart's with you, honey. Sending you grace. Okay. So back to the topic, if there's any more questions, I'll try to jump in and see them. You know, transforming and leaning in, you know, the wounded ego will jump up any chance it gets to, you know, try to entrap you in that old story that you keep telling yourself, you know. And I want you to take notice to that, you know, and before I mention that a great way of taking notice to that is to constantly be blaming another party. Now, listen, take this with an ounce of grace, you know, because some of you are going through some really difficult crap right now, and some of you not so difficult, and, you know, whatever, and anything in between. You know, if it's fresh and it's bleeding right now, I know that blame is the only option. You know, sometimes we're so blinded by the sting of betrayal that our, you know, we can't be anywhere but that. And that is not right, wrong, good, or bad. It just is. It's part of the rite of passage into where we have to be. You know, I did that for years. And when I woke up to, oh, shit, you know, wow, you know, what's my part in this? That was, you know, that opens up a whole nother can of worms that leads to a lot of self-discovery, but also a lot of pain, you know, and we go through a phase where we're then blaming ourselves, or, you know, we're blaming our parents, or, you know, I mean, it's just, none of it's wrong. It's an evolutionary process of healing, you know? So when you get somebody who tries to say, you know, you have to forgive him, you want to say, fuck you. I'm sorry for the cursing, but that's just what you want to say, right? And it's, you know, and I think that that's natural. That's a natural response to somebody saying something like that to you. You know, I love it when these, you know, you're going through hell and back. You must forgive them. Yeah, okay. You know, I don't expect anybody to be in that place. And, you know, forgiveness is a weird thing, right? So we got like 6 minutes left. I think I'm going to talk on this for a minute because I think a lot of you need to hear this. And I wish that somebody would have told me this during when I was going through some difficult processes. But I don't really believe in forgiveness when it comes to betrayals and all that bullshit. I believe that we can, once we start to navigate and go through all the bullshit and realize that, you know, we had our dog in a fight, in the fight, you know, we were there as willing participants and all that bullshit, right? Once we start, you know, going through the motions of getting there, we can get to a point where we're not like, oh, I forgive this person, but we can get to a point where we are understanding of the soul contract. Like, oh, I get it now. I get that we both signed up for this. Like, we're going to go to the earth plane. Like, we love each other. You know, we're these, you know, infinite souls that have this mad love for each other, this universal, beautiful love for each other. And I'm going to betray the shit out of you. And, you know, we're going to get it, you know, we're going to go in there for this huge lesson. And, you know, I think once we start to peek into that kind of understanding, that forgiveness is this automatic thing. It's not, I don't know, it's weird because if I call it forgiveness, it gets triggering for people, but it's just, I don't know if I want to call it forgiveness. So I just want to say it's just this deep soul understanding of why it took place. We don't necessarily have to call it forgiveness because that triggers people into maybe 6 months more of bullshit and lessons, right? Or it could be years. Let's just call it a soul understanding of why it took place. Because if I could look at this, I had a 20-year relationship that was tumultuous and toxic. I was in a karmic soap opera that was never ending. And once I released myself from it once and for all, it was weird. I just moved into this space where it just, I could talk about it. I didn't cry. I didn't feel triggered. I didn't feel any way about it. I just had this smile on my face and this soul understanding of why it took place. I don't sit there and say, oh my God, I forgave him for all the, you know, bullshit and trauma that, you know, he put us and our family through. I know, I don't say that because I think that, no, I don't say that. And it's not because I'm holding a grudge against him. I'm honestly not. I just understand it. I understand that we were both, prior to coming on this earth plane, had an understanding of this lesson that we would participate in together for the evolution of our souls. It's that sterile, my understanding, because it's true. And I know that it's true. I get such chills when I say it. So it's really not about like, oh my God, I'm so spiritual and I'm so amazing that I can forgive this devil. No, it's not about that. It's about just really understanding and having that soul standing Because it's not something the mind can understand. Because people's brains can't wrap around that, especially when they're in something really toxic and something that really screwed them up or betrayed them. Because betrayal is like it for the human, our humanness is like, oh, it is the most transformative experience and yet the most painful. It will disintegrate your wounded ego. So that experience for 20 years disintegrated my wounded ego. And I feel indifferent, but I just feel like, yeah, I full on know why I went through that. I full on know it. And I'm 100% accepting of it. And I have no blame. I have no hate. And I'm good, you know? If that makes any sense, I hope that it makes sense. I wish I could see your comments, but I can't for some reason. I will see your comments after the show's over. Undoubtedly, I'll chat back to some of you on the. If I didn't answer your question, I'll jump in the chat and throw some cards for you. But that's what a soul standing is, understanding with the soul. The brain can't really make sense of that. The wounded ego will never make sense of that. And you will never be expected to make sense of that in the beginning stages of betrayal. Don't try to force yourself to. It's okay that the seed is planted. You know, I'm saying it because a seed needs to be planted, because that's ultimately where you're all going to get to if you continue to do the work and you continue to lean into the discomfort of life. Okay. But it's not about, you know, oh, I forgive. No, throw that out the window. It's about a soul standing. It's about comprehension through the soul. And this doesn't happen through the ego and it doesn't happen through the mind. It happens through the soul. It happens through the heart, you know? And listen, do I want to, you know, spend my days with my ex-husband and have a friendship with him? And no, I don't. I don't. Because I would never put my body through that kind of trauma again, right? That's also part of honoring and loving yourself, is knowing when to put people into the back seat of your life, right? Absolutely. Time's up, guys. I wish that we had a little more time. Maybe we can do part two of this show next Monday. You have been listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're definitely changing the way that you think about the world. I hope that all of you have an incredible, prosperous week ahead. Take care, everybody.